Hey guys, it's the 14th of January, and we will be spending our time today in Luke chapter 4. As we talked about yesterday, we read the account of the temptation of Jesus and his response using scripture to put the devil in his place. And he drives out evil spirits in this chapter. He heals a lot of people in this chapter. But I want to focus on the second little part of Luke chapter 4, where Jesus goes to Nazareth. Now, Nazareth will sound familiar to all of you. Jesus the Nazarene, Jesus from Nazareth. Jesus's parents or earthly parents, Joseph, who was his stepfather, and then Mary, his mother. They lived in Nazareth. They went to Bethlehem where they had Jesus. They escaped to Egypt, remember all this, and then they moved back when it was safe to Nazareth in northern Israel. Now, Nazareth was in a region that is called Galilee. And so Nazareth is in the region or the area called Galilee. And Jesus goes back to Galilee right after he was tempted. After he had gotten baptized on the River Jordan and gone into the desert, that's the desert in Judea, okay? And then he is back in his hometown of Galilee. And it says that he returned there in the power of the Spirit, and news spread all around. And people said, "Who is this? Isn't this Joseph's son?" And we see for the first time a huge split in how Jesus was seen by people. It says all spoke well of him in verse 22, and that they were amazed. There it is again. They were amazed. Count how many times you see that people were amazed by Jesus. But we very quickly see when Jesus says some pretty direct things to the group of people surrounded them, the people in the synagogue, right, the religious folks, they got so angry with him at this point that it tells us that they drove him out of town and they drove him to the edge of a cliff and they were going to throw him off the cliff. But guess what? It wasn't his time. And it says Jesus walked right through the crowd. Imagine what this would have looked like. I picture this in my mind every time I read this, of these people, a mob of people that take him. He's one man, right? But he happens to be God too. And he walks right through the ground. I wondered if people were like falling on the ground left and right as he walked through. Like, did the crowd part like the Red Sea? Or did Jesus just bulldoze his way through them? I don't know. That's fun to think about for me. But we see that Jesus is dividing people. People are either for him and why he came, or they're against him. And we will see that flesh out over the next many chapters of the Gospels, where people either loved Jesus and wanted to be with him and believed in his message, or they were very against him. You know, we live in a world today where there's that divide. People oftentimes are either very pro-Christian or they're very anti-Christian. And if I look at America, we are, as we near being a Christian nation, as it would be defined as a Christian nation, that divide seems to be harder. There aren't a whole lot of people, it doesn't seem, that are just okay with Christianity. They're either against it or they're for Jesus. It's hard to walk with the Lord in these times. But if we look back in history, it's always been something that we got to pay the price for if we do what God's called us to do, knowing that we will be greatly rewarded. And we will talk very soon as we get into the Sermon on the Mount about heavenly rewards. Enjoy your reading today, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.